You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
Principal Broadcasting, John Stevens here. I have a very special and delightful guest joining my show this morning. Her name is Laura Giles, and she is a licensed clinical social worker out of the Richmond, Virginia area, and her practice provides things such as energy psychology, hypnotherapy, dialectical behavioral therapy. Basically, there's a bunch of stuff on here that I have trouble pronouncing, so we are going to welcome Laura Giles to the show, and we're going to find out all about the wonderful stuff that she's doing for the fine folks of Richmond, Virginia. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Laura, welcome.
Thank you.
You're very
great to be here.
Thank you for coming. It's a pleasure for us to have you here. Your production sheet has a bunch of stuff here listed about stuff that you do that I have trouble pronouncing, quite frankly. So I'm going to let you kind of take the ball on this. And if you could just tell us a little bit about what you're doing for the folks of Richmond, Virginia, and what sort of services you provide for them.
Well, like you said, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, but I also do things that are a bit different, as you can tell.
Right.
So my practice focuses on basically things that work, and that's not always the traditional stuff. It tends to be stuff that's coming into the market that's new, like when I was doing EMDR, which is a technique that they use now for PTSD in the military. So I trained in that years ago before anybody knew who that was. So a lot of my stuff is cutting edge. It's new. It incorporates spirituality, healthy things like diet that we don't tend to think of that impacts mental health.
Which I think is kind of fantastic because I don't think that the public will, the general public at least, is knowledgeable that nutrition and what we're putting into our bodies, believe it or not, it affects the human brain.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the common way of looking at problems is that it's a chemical imbalance. Let's give you a pill and you'll be fine.
Right.
But what I do is I work with the root cause. So if the reason for the imbalance is your diet, well, let's fix your diet.
Right. Which makes sense as opposed to just, you know, whipping out a prescription pad and getting handed a prescription for something that's probably just a Band-Aid and, pills will wear off
exactly.
Or you'll get some kind of tolerance to them. So it's not really fixing the problem. It's just kind of covering it up.
Right. Yeah, that can make you feel better, but the problem is still growing underneath. Yeah.
Now, Laura, could you talk a little bit to some of the modalities that you actually use to help treat some of this stuff?
Well, one of the newest things that I've started doing is somatic psychology. So somatic meaning the body.
Right.
So what a lot of people don't know about PTSD and any kind of stress and trauma is that there's a component in the gut and there's a component in the brain. So what happens in PTSD is you have a shock to the system and the brain sends out all these chemicals so that you can deal with it. And then once the danger is over, then the body will shake to tell it to stop producing those chemicals. Well, in most cases in people, that doesn't happen.
Right.
So you're the more stress you have, the more stress you have because you have all these chemicals and they're never released. So somatic experiencing helps that to calm down, helps you to release it, to give you more space, gives you more flexibility so that you can deal with stuff. And little by little, it goes away. And then once it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
And it can be like flipping a light switch. It's like, you know, I was really triggered by this thing and all of a sudden I don't care.
Now, with this specifically in your practice, I mean, do you see a lot of members of the military coming to you for this sort of work?
I see mostly everyday people. I do work with Given Hour, which is an organization that provides free care to our veterans.
Right.
I'm in a place where we don't have a lot of veterans. Yeah, there's no base or anything around here, so there aren't that many in my practice.
Now, Laura, could you talk a little bit about how you sort of got involved with this? First of all, I imagine that you went to school to become a licensed clinical social worker, but then when did some of the other modalities sort of get their way into your practice, and when did you sort of start to take this holistic route to medicine?
I was holistic before I was a therapist. Actually, I was a belly dancer. I know that's not a common segue.
Woo, yeah. All right. Hey, that's fine by me. That's the first time that I've ever heard of belly dancing leading to a career of therapy and social work. But, hey, I love it. Hollywood could take that and turn it into a movie. That's how amazing that story is, to be honest with you. Now, Laura, we do have to end the show in about a minute. But before I let you go, I just want to kind of pry you, hopefully, for a little more information. Where can people find out about a little bit more information about you? And also, where can people find out a little bit more information about your practice and some of the things we discussed here today?
Well, my website is lauragiles.net.
Wonderful. Laura Giles, thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure of mine to talk with you. And we wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.